He reached under his apron so suddenly that Roland came within an ace of shooting him. The shopkeeper, mercifully, didn't seem to notice. All of the store's customers were now lying prone, including the woman who'd been at the counter. Roland could smell the meat she had been in the process of trading for, and his stomach rumbled. He was tired, hungry, overloaded with grief, and there were too many things to think about, too many by far. His mind couldn't keep up. Jake would have said he needed to take a time out, but he didn't see any time outs in their immediate future. The shopkeeper was holding out a set of keys. His fingers were trembling and the keys jingled. The late afternoon sun, slanting in the windows, struck them and bounced complicated reflections into the gunslinger's eyes. First, the man in the white apron had plunged a hand out of sight without asking permission, and not slowly. Now this, holding up a bunch of reflective metal objects as if to blind his adversary. It was as if he were trying to get killed. But it had been that way on the day of the ambush, too, hadn't it? The storekeeper, quicker on his feet then, and without that widower's hump in his back, had followed him and Eddie from place to place like a cat who won't stop getting under your feet, seemingly oblivious to the bullets flying all around them, just as he'd seemed oblivious of the one that grooved the side of his head. At one point, Roland remembered he had talked about his son, almost like a man in a barbershop making conversation while he waits his turn to sit under the scissors. A Ka-Mai, then, and such were often safe from harm, at least until Ka tired of their antics and swatted them out of the world. "Take the truck, take it and go," the shopkeeper was telling him. "It's yours, I'm giving it to you, really." "If you don't stop flashing those damn keys in my eyes, Sai, what I'll take is your breath," Roland said. There was another clock behind the counter. He had already noticed that this world was full of clocks, as if the people who lived here thought that by having so many, they could cage time.